speedbuilders.com. Mr. Morgan, I'm Laurie Young. I'm one of the lawyers representing Atlantic, who is the maker of the ultrasound machine. And have you ever been deposed before?
No, ma'am.
What we're going to be doing is asking you questions and letting you answer them in an attempt to get the facts of your accident and your alleged injuries, and as concisely as possible, obtain an understanding of your claim. If at any point I ask a question that's not clear, or that you think can be answered in more ways than one, I would appreciate it if you would inform me so that I can clarify that. The point of this whole exercise is to be as clear as we can be.
Okay, I understand.
If you require a break at any point, feel free to ask for one. I'm going to additionally ask that when I ask you questions, you answer out loud for the benefit of the court reporter, who cannot pick up nods of the head.
Okay, I will do my best.
Let me begin by asking you to tell me about your family. You're married to Mrs. Morgan. Can you tell me if you have any children?
Yes, ma'am, I have 3 children.
Can you give me their names and ages, please?
Stephanie is 24 years old, Frederick is 20, and Stephen is 6 years old.
Do Frederick and Stephanie still live with you?
Stephanie is married and lives in Oklahoma. Frederick is still living with us at home.
Is he in school?
Yes, ma'am, he is.
He is in college?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Do you provide the only income for your family, or does your wife also work?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Has that been for the previous 5 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you talk me through a little bit about your educational background? Let's begin with high school.
I attended Mid-City Baptist High School, graduated from there, went to Our Lady of Holy Cross College, was majoring in science. At that point, I went to Charity Hospital, their School of Diagnostic Radiology.
Let me ask you a little something about the charity educational background. What exactly is that? You said that you went through some type of program?
That's a program to train you to be an X-ray tech.
How long did that program last?
That was a 2-year program.
Okay. When did you complete that program? The year?
I believe approximately 78, 79. That was a long time ago. I'm sorry.
That's fine. From Our Lady of Holy Cross, you acquired a Bachelor of Science degree?
No, ma'am. I didn't finish my degree there.
You did not finish. You just attended for how many years?
3 years.
Did you go directly from Our Lady of Holy Cross to Charity?
That's correct.
If you could, continue on from there?
From Charity, I transferred to Charity Hospital School of Diagnostic Ultrasound, where I studied there for the full length of the program, which was a 1-year-long program.
This charity hospital program, what were the prerequisites for getting into the program?
You had to have a background of either a Bachelor of Science and or be in a paramedical field, such as a nursing or radiology.
Had you worked in the interim?
I graduated in June and started at Charity in August, and I worked basically full-time at Slidell Memorial for 4 weeks.
When you finished at Charity, did you have a degree or a certificate or what?
A certificate program.
So when you began at Charity, you hadn't obtained your Bachelor of Science?
No, ma'am.
Were you in the paramedical field, or did they consider you to be working in the paramedical field?
Yes, ma'am.
They just wanted you to have the certification rather than the work experience?
Yes.
At the end of the 1-year program at Charity, did you have another certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
That was for ultrasound technician?
Yes, tech.
Once you got that certificate, where did you go? Did you continue your education, or did you enter the workforce?
I entered the workforce. I went to work at St. Mary's Hospital.
Your position there?
Technician.
Were you working just with ultrasound machines?
Yes, ma'am.
How long were you at St. Mary's?
Oh, 5-6 years.
Your reason for leaving?
Termination.
What was the reason for that?
Well, it was a dispute between my boss and me over the way he wanted a situation handled in getting patients in and out of the department.
Who was your boss?
Roy Stevens.
Who was the individual at St. Mary's who handled your separation from the hospital?
I was just told by Mr. Stevens I was fired.
Did they have a personnel department that you were familiar with, or human resources, or whatever it was called at St. Mary's?
They had a personnel department, but I was never brought through that.
Following your termination at St. Mary's, where did you go?
I went to New Orleans Regional Medical Center.
Can you tell me the dates, basic dates of your employment with St. Mary's?
From graduation, 5 years or so after that.
Okay. Then when did you begin at New Orleans Medical Center in relation to your termination at St. Mary's?
Several months after.
What work did you start doing there?
I was supposed to be ultrasound 20 hours per week.
How long were you at New Orleans Medical Center?
I'd say roughly about 7 months.
And what was your reason for leaving?
More stable job and relief staffing.
Did you go to a specific job?
I went to work for auxiliary staffing out of Houston, Texas.
What is auxiliary staffing? Is that a temporary company?
Correct, ma'am.
You believed that would be a more stable position?
They could offer me guaranteed work in my profession.
They did offer you guaranteed work?
Exactly.
Any kind of guarantee?
They provided me 40 hours every week.
What had been your average work week at New Orleans Medical Center?
Sometimes 40, sometimes less. It all depended. We had a person who was going through a divorce, so she was in and out quite a bit.
Did it ever exceed 40?
Well, yes.
Did you go directly from New Orleans Regional to auxiliary staffing?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was your supervisor at New Orleans Regional Medical Center?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of his name. Harold Henderson.